to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up at the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening, high school basketball fans. It's Doubleheader Tuesday. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee from here at Piqua. We're at the Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. the first of two games upcoming in a matter of about 10 or 12 minutes. Fort Loramie against Mississinewa Valley, an upper bracket sectional semifinal. Another upper bracket sectional semifinal in boys D4 to follow between Botkins and Riverside. Now, the Southwest District Athletic Board, with its new nomenclature, says this is a sectional championship game, and the two games this Friday and Saturday night here at Piqua are district semis, and this is a sectional championship. I'm having a hard time believing, Chuck, that Fort Loramie, not having played yet, is already a sectional finalist.
Well,
but according to the new nomenclature that has been shared with everybody with the Southwest District Athletic Board, this district is to mirror the Northwest District. This, technically, for all intents and purposes, is a sectional championship game. And then a district semi is this weekend. Then you wait another week to play the usual district final. It's a second game for Mississinewa. It's a first game for Fort Loramie. That's the best way to look at it.
Yep.
Mississinewa with an impressive win over Layman Catholic, a team that the Blackhawks beat twice this year, once in the regular season, and once the other night here in a stirring effort. In fact, Mississinewa got 13 points from a 5-3 senior off the bench. Fort Loramie Redskins have had a couple of hot streaks this year, a 6 out of 7 during 1 3-week period, 6 in a row back in the month of January. It's a team which ended the regular season with a setback a week ago yesterday to Fairlawn, 51-50. Fort Loramie, 15-7 overall, 7-5, third-place tie, Shelby County League. Mississinewa, 12-11 overall, 1-9 of 12 in the cross-county conference. Both head coaches, sixth year, Corey Britton, very good job here at Fort Loramie. In chatting with him a few minutes ago, Chuck, he said it took about a year and a half to 2 years in order for his program to buy into his defense, and that's been a staple for the Redskins. Maybe a drought or two each game offensively. They may go 2.5 minutes here or there and not find the range, but defensively, Redskins have been rock solid.
Well, I'll tell you what they are. They're physical.
Yes.
And a lot of teams, if the game's called closely, and we've seen a few games like that this year, they can get in a little early foul trouble, and then they have to adjust defensively. But, boy, they're going to body you. You're not going to get anything easy inside, and you better be prepared when you're handling the basketball to have somebody on ball defending you every time you touch the ball.
So you're saying Mississinewa will see a better defense tonight than it saw against Layman Catholic the other evening.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they didn't score. They only scored 37 points,
right.
38 points against Layman. So, I mean, they're not a juggernaut offensively. They're going to have to get it done on the defensive end if they have a chance to win this game.
And in getting those 38 against Layman Catholic, as I alluded, substitute Josh Fett, a 5'3" senior off the bench, got 13 of those 38, the leading scorers on the year. Max Dermeyer, 8.5 a game, was held to 4. And Blake Shaw, 14.4 points a game on the year, was limited to 3 in that game against Layman Catholic. Mississinewa did it with a senior off the bench. Sixth-year head coach Tim Bargey said, "This is probably my second-best team in 6 years. We've got a lot of seniors, a lot of experience. Don't have that one high-profile go-to guy. We count on, a dozen, 13 points a quarter offensively and outstanding defense down at the other end of the floor, much like Fort Loramie. This promises, Chuck, to be a fairly low-scoring game. Redskins are looking for their fifth straight sectional championship here at Piqua. Last 2 years beating Ansonia in sectional title games. The two previous years beating Rushi in sectional title games. And Fort Loramie's won 3 straight district games. That harkens back to what I said about head coach Corey Britton and his team, his program buying into defense. That's been the steady phase of Fort Loramie basketball
it doesn't drop off, and Mississinawa is going to deal with it tonight.
Absolutely, and Lormie normally has a nice mix of seniors and lowerclassmen. This year they've only got two seniors, and Nick Brandewey and Evan Holscher. Now Evan Holscher, early in the season, really wasn't getting much time, but as the season has gone on, he's got more and more time out on the floor, and he doesn't hurt him any out there. He goes out there and does a pretty nice job. He's a big, solid kid.
Right. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie would like to try and minimize the minutes of Nick Brandewey, who's got some ouchy knees going on. He won't be in the starting lineup. He's the other senior. 6 feet, 2 inches tall, 8.5 points a game, better than 3 assists a game. We'll see a lot of Damon Mesher tonight. He will start. He's pushing 10 points a game, yeah. Chuck, and Damon has been a huge spark for Fort Loramie here in the last 10, 12 games.
Well, he had the ankle injury that really slowed him at the beginning of the season from football, but he is rounded into shape now, and he's just a sophomore, and the kid is going to be a talented basketball player for the next 3 years for Fort Loramie.
Grant Albers has increased his per-game average to a little over 9. It was down at 5-6 for the first couple months of the year, then went to 6 and 7 points a game, and now he's pushing 10. He's an important cog for Fort Loramie in the post. He's got a soft touch. Yeah. He can rebound. He can put it on the floor. He does whatever you ask. He's got to stay out of foul trouble.
You know, that's the key. He has a tendency to pick up a silly one early in the game. But, yeah, from 15 feet in, the kid is almost unstoppable. He's tenacious. If the ball's on the floor, you watch tonight. He's on the floor. He goes after every loose ball. Is a rebounding phenomenon. He's a heck of a good basketball player.
It has not been a superb year for boys basketball in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Nonetheless, the MAC plays very good defense game in, game out. That's for sure. Did so again this season. But how about Fort Loramie? 6-1. 6 wins, 1 loss against the Midwest Athletic Conference in the 2019-20 season. Victories over Marion Local, St. Henry, New Bremen, New Knoxville, Fort Recovery a week ago Saturday. A comeback win on the road, 42-40. Defeated Minster, fourth straight year in overtime. Only loss on the road at Versailles, a game that Fort Loramie could easily have won.
Yeah, let's just say they should have won.
Right.
They outplayed them the entire game, and it was just too much Michael Stauman down the stretch that got the game for them. But and that win up at Fort Recovery, that is a tough place to go play basketball.
The last two sectional triumphs by Fort Loramie, very low-scoring games against Ansonia from this conference, the Cross County Conference, in which Mississinawa plays. So you can expect a low-scoring duel here tonight. You get 12, 13 points in a quarter. That might be the high watermark of the whole evening.
Right, and what Loramie really needs to do tonight is to get a great start, try to get some kind of a lead,
right,
and then go ahead and play their basketball. One of the places where they've struggled a little bit is shooting free throws. You know, they don't want to be in a tight game down the stretch and have to make free throws to win the basketball game.
But both teams, Mississinawa and Fort Loramie, a little over 60% on the year.
Yeah.
Right around 6 out of 10. Each club has fallen off since the first month and a half of the season. That could be a factor. It sure was when Fairlawn lost to Covington earlier in the tournament here.
Yeah.
Jets went 7 of 20 at the stripe and missed at least 3 1-and-1s.
Yeah, it was a terrible start for them. And for Fairlawn to play as well as they did that Monday night against Loramie and then to come out and look like that in the tournament.
Right.
It's hard to fathom.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Those three underwriting sponsors are online, on the web with us every single Fort Loramie game
here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brand new underwriting sponsors in the last couple months here on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, are Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com, Boeing and Hoing Builders in Anna, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. It's the most valued agency in the area. We've got the starting lineups, the opening tip, Fort Loramie, Mississinawa, second round sectional game here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
A lot of gratitude here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers. That's Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing always. See the new Dodges, Chrysler, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's GeyersInc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Make an appointment online at the company website, TomJerry's.com, or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. That's TomJerry's.com. Well, Chuck, much like last night at Sydney High School when the Fort Loramie girls played, it looks like the exact same number of people from Fort Loramie are here again tonight for this boys' contest.
Well, they've always had a great following. I've been around this tournament for 35 years, and when Fort Loramie plays, you know you're going to have a crowd.
Similar colors, Mississinawa on the road, black, white numerals outlined in red. Fort Loramie, white jerseys, white shorts, red numbers, trimmed in black. Max Dermeyer, 5'6", senior, starts for Mississinawa, along with Alex Shaw, a 5'9", senior. Josh Fett in the opening five, a 5'3", senior. He often comes off the bench. Cody Dirksen, 6-foot, senior. Blake Shaw, 6'4", senior. Leading scorer is Blake at 14.4 on the year. Had only three against Lehman Catholic. And here's Mississinawa winning the tip, but turning it over to start the game.
Dribbled the ball off his foot. They really got to avoid turning the ball over on silly turnovers like that.
This will be a game, Chuck, where offensive possessions will likely be at a premium.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick Brandewy not starting for Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer is 6'2", junior. Grant Alberts, 6'2", junior. Nate Meyer, 6-foot, junior. Damon Mesher, 6-foot, sophomore. And Nolan Burning rounds out the opening five, 5'11", junior. Neither team very big. In fact, the tallest player between the two clubs is the 6'4", Blake Shaw for Mississinawa.
And Fort Loramie, after a half a dozen passes, turns it over. So neither team sharp on its initial set offensively. We played a minute, no score. This is Sinawal with the ball in the deep left corner. It's handled there by Dirksen. Dirksen wants to go baseline, and Fort Loramie jams it up against the wall here at Garbery Gym, down to our right. We're perched just left of center court on the floor. Inbounds play. Mississinawa caught in the lane by Dirksen, or I should say Alex Shaw. Assist by Dirksen. Good maneuver by the strong wide body, Alex Shaw. Sands only 5'9", plays bigger than that. He clears out a lot of space. Here's Nate Meyer penetrating for Fort Loramie. Seven-footer right in front. Skidded off the rim. No good. Rebound by the Blackhawks, who throw it 60 feet down the floor, out of bounds. Alex Shaw, who had 6 against Lehman Catholic, averages a little better than 4. He got the first field goal of the night. Mississinawa leads it by a score of 2-0. Nicknamed the Blackhawks, all one word. Fort Loramie yet to score. We played 2 minutes. Here's Kayla Meyer on the arc, penetrates the lane. Oh, a nice late dish to Nate Meyer for the gimme. All set up because Meyer for Fort Loramie, Caleb, penetrated. He navigated the middle, attracted a couple defenders, and found the open man.
Yep.
Here is full court pressure by Fort Loramie. 8 players in backcourt. It goes into Fett, and Fett motors down the floor. The 5'3 senior gets Mississinawa out of trouble. On the arc, it's Blake Shaw. Blake hands off to Max Dermeyer. 5:50 left to go, first quarter, game tied at 2. Left wing, Alex Shaw. Little pick and roll action. He doesn't feed it. He keeps it. Drives down the lane. Wild shovel shot high off the glass. Strong rebound, Nate Meyer, Fort Loramie. Swings it down the floor to Mesher. To Caleb Meyer. Wants to dribble into the lane. And the ball goes off a shoot top into the hands of a Blackhawk player. Tied at 2. We played 2.5. Max Dermeyer to midcourt for the Blackhawks. Dumps it down in the right corner to Alex Shaw. Alex throws outside to Fett. Fort Loramie breaks it up. Ball fumbled away by Max Dermeyer of the Blackhawks, out of bounds to the Redskins.
Well, every coach has their philosophy on what they want to do in the tournament. I never liked buys. I always wanted to play.
Right.
Now, I know that Loramie's trying to get some kids healthy.
Fort Loramie's been off 8 days now since the last game, the 17th of the month.
It shows.
Outside the lane on the left is Mesher for Fort Loramie. Leaves it behind him for the 3-point shooter, Nate Meyer. Swish! 23-footer by Nate, who's got all 5 for the Redskins. 5-2, Fort Loramie leads it. 6-foot junior, Nate Meyer. Pumped home a triple. Here is Fett to midcourt for Mississinawa. Redskins have reeled off 5 in a row. 2 straight buckets. 4.5 to go in the first. Foul line as Dirksen tries to dump it down inside to Blake Shaw. He's a marked man. Fort Loramie stabs the ball away. Redskins dribble up the floor to the corner, and Damon Mesher has the ball punched out from the backside. Fort Loramie will inbounds, baseline left of the rim. Having entered for Mesher is 3-point shooter Devin Ratterman, 5'10 junior guard. Ball inbounded right below the rim. Good inbounds play below the iron. Caleb Meyer has the chippy for Fort Loramie. Tell you what, Chuck, in the Shelby County League, if you haven't played an SCL opponent during the year, it may take you a quarter or two to get used to those inbounds plays below the basket. Shelby County League boys teams are deadly.
That's a great, I mean, if you can't score on inbounds plays, you're doing something wrong.
Here's the ball thrown cross court by Mississinawa, juggled by Alex Shaw, puts it on the deck, drive, gets underneath the backboard, he's crowded. Ball hits the glass, foul though, bailing him out. It goes against the Redskins, 2 free throws coming for Alex Shaw. Pronounced as if it's S-H-A-W, but spelled S-C-H-O-L-L. Free throw too hard. 7-2 Fort Loramie, 3:54 left in the first. Second free throw, Alex Shaw. Mississinawa around the 62% mark on the year at the stripe. 0-2 here to start. Here is the rebound in the lane by Fort Loramie over the back.
Number 14.
climbing the ladder with Shaw, who after the missed free throw, a little bit too aggressive, going for the rebound.
Called frustration foul.
Yep. He went for that board from afar, couldn't get there, and rattled the cage of a Fort Loramie player. It's common. Here's Fort Loramie into the lane to Burning. Finds an open shooter, right corner. It's Caleb Meyer, around and out. Rebound down to the Blackhawks. 3:33 left, first quarter. 7-2, Redskins up 5. Here's Max Dermeyer through the lane. Tries to flip it back behind him for Blake Shaw, the leading scorer. Fort Loramie's wise to it. Redskins deflect it, get it, throw it down the floor to Albers, and Albers is knotted up immediately.
Grant turned without looking, and he turned right into the defender.
Tie-up triggered by Alex Shaw. Arrow favors Fort Loramie, baseline right. Here's Nolan Burning looking for the inbounds player. Low in the left, it's caught by Nate Meyer. There's an easy bucket. Fort Loramie Burn misses Sinawa again. Fine playmaking below the iron. 9-2 Redskins. 3:15 left, opening quarter. Timeout Blackhawks on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
The winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Mississinawa comes back on Friday night in a 7 o'clock tip against the winner of our second game this evening between Botkins and Riverside. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Fort Loramie scored 9 straight after Mississinawa notched the first 2 points of the evening. Here is Fett on the arc. Penetrates the lane. Nice little drive down the lane. Teardrop in front. Got it.
Just getting ready to say, he got all of his points by getting into the lane the other night, and he just did it to Loramie.
Excellent maneuver right there by Josh Fett, the 5'3 senior guard for the Blackhawks. And that broke a drought of 5 minutes for Mississinawa. 9-4 Fort Loramie, baseline right. Redskins have a player being crowded, and Burning has it swiped, taken away by Mississinawa. Quickly down the floor in the lane goes Max Dermeyer. Three-point shooter, left corner, got it. Blake Shaw, leading scorer on the year for Mississinawa, lights it up from trifecta land. 9-7, Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 2. Albers at the elbow, across the top of the circle to Nate Meyer. Straight away to Grant Albers, shake and bake move, foul line doesn't shoot. Burning wide open, three-pointer, right flank, around and out. It curled off the iron. Rebound pinball to the top of the circle. Redskins get it back. Fadeaway jumper, baseline right. Caleb Meyer, short, off the side of the ring. And Mississinawa jerks down the rebound. 9-7 Fort Loramie. Minute 48 to go, first quarter. Midcourt, Max Dermeyer for Mississinawa. Flares to the right. Dribbles with the left hand. Picks up his dribble. Laterals to a teammate in the right corner. That's Alex Shaw. Comes back to Dermeyer on top. 90 seconds to go, opening period. Dermeyer fakes right, goes left, right down the pike to the rim. It hangs on the iron, comes off. Fort Loramie snatches it. Out ahead to Nate Meyer. Cross court, Caleb Meyer. Left side of the floor. Looks inside for Albers. Bounce pass to him. Oh, busted up and stolen. Good defensive play by Cody Dirksen.
To telegraph the pass, and he jumped it.
Dirksen used his strength to fight through Albers. He muscled a steal. Minute to go, first quarter, 9-7 Fort Loramie. Here's Fett, foul line. Oh, it's a backdoor cutter. It's caught and laid in by Blake Shaw.
Nice start.
7 straight points by Mississinawa, and the Blackhawks defense had just forced a turnover by Caleb Meyer.
5 turnovers here in the first quarter for Fort Loramie.
And that's what you mean, Chuck, by not having played recently and not being real sharp. 46 seconds to go, opening stanza. Mississinawa scored the first 2, Fort Loramie the next 9. Blackhawks recovered and have pumped in the last 7. Here's Fett on the arc with the score tied at 9. Fort Loramie had better find this Blake Shaw, very good player, 6'4 senior.
They just look so much more comfortable than Loramie does.
Between the rings, it goes to Fett. Fires a pass, right corner, Dermeyer. Dermeyer on the arc to Fett. Now to Dirksen. Throws into the left corner. Broken up and knocked out of bounds by Damon Mesher of Fort Loramie. 19 seconds to go, opening period. We're tied at 9. Last 2 years in sectional championship games, and Sonia from the Cross County Conference gave Fort Loramie all it wanted. Inbounds play, low on the right to Shaw. Shot blocked, got the rebound back. Blocked again, got the rebound back again. Missed it. Redskins with the ball, 10 seconds left, opening quarter. Burning stops and pops, 28-footer. Oh, it rimmed. Rebound, 4 seconds left. Here come the Blackhawks. Long heave down the floor, out of bounds, as the first quarter comes to a close. It was played in spurts, but we're tied. 9 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, we're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. New sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works individually with you. He develops a truly customized program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. Orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, other ailments. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Call 419-1491, 419-1491, Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Tied at 9, Mississinewa dribbles too much to start the second quarter and turns it over. Fort Loramie possession. Blackhawks had a chance to go ahead. Did not convert. Evan Holscher, 6'3 senior, in at the post now for Fort Loramie, which has a bigger lineup on the floor. Here's high-low action. Holscher, top of the circle, dumps it down into Albers, and right on top of the ball when Albers receives it is a Blackhawk defender. What a play.
Dermeyer stuck a hand in and just took it away from him.
Yep, Dermeyer knifed that ball right out of the hands of Albers. We played a minute, second quarter, tied at 9. Deep left part of the floor. It is Wyatt Feltner in, a 6-foot junior for Mississinewa. Nice pass, baseline right to Alex Shaw. Jumper hit the back brace and came off. Fort Loramie snares the board. Game even at 9, 90 seconds gone, second quarter.
They're not a great shooting team, but I'll tell you what, they're getting good looks at it right now. They're getting the shots they want.
Holscher, top of the circle, baseline left, Damon Mesher rotates on top. Back to Holscher. Right wing, Nate Meyer to Albers. We've yet to see Nick Brandewy. Oh, here's a nice feed. Holscher to Albers. Albers is bottled up with two black shirts, and he walks.
Needs to make a quicker move there. He needs to catch the ball and just go ahead and go up with it.
And just as I mentioned, no action from Nick Brandewy in the first 10 minutes, Chuck. Here he comes.
Well, you know, I know that that Corey wanted to hold him and maybe not even have to use him, but hey, it's 9-9. They need him out there right now.
Sure do. The ball being walked to the timeline by Dermeyer of Ansonia, or I should say Mississinewa. Fires it down the left side to Wyatt Feltner. Here is a good reach in by Caleb Meyer. Nearly struck that ball away from Trey Godfrey. 5'11 junior is checked in. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Or I should say we played 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the second quarter. Wide open player, deep left corner, Blake Shaw on target, but a little bit strong. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly up ahead to Nate Meyer. Meyer outside to Brandewy, cross court to Caleb Meyer. Caleb throws to Albers in the post. Good shot fake. Put it on the deck, down the lane, and drew the two-shot foul.
Well, 2.5 minutes gone, second quarter, Chuck, no one scored.
Yeah, I know. It's been exactly what Mississinawa needs.
Yes. Achilles heel for Fort Loramie last month and a half of the year, free throw shooting. Albers pumps it up off the rim.
Looking
glass,
close.
No good. Second free throw, Grant. Toes the stripe. Two bounces. Flips it. Yes. 10-9 Fort Loramie. Token pressure, backcourt, Redskins. Errant pass by Mississinawa. Right to the hands of Albers at midcourt. Hand off to Damon Mesher. Jump stop in the lane. 8-footer off the heel. Rebound Blackhawks. Forecourt right quickly. Here's Dermeyer, 30 feet away. Mississinawa, the road, black top to bottom, black tennis. White numbers outlined in red. Fort Loramie home, white, red numerals trimmed in black. Lob pass, baseline right. Blake Scholl doesn't shoot. Now to Feltner, 25 feet away. Hand off to Alex Scholl. Goes baseline right, stolen by Fort Loramie. Both teams playing very good defense. Up ahead to Nate Meyer. Hits the trailer, Albers at the foul line. On the arc to Caleb Meyer. 4:45 to go. Second quarter, 10-9, Fort Loramie. Right wing, Brandewee. Down low on the right to Damon Mesher. Off balance, herky-jerky. Attracted a two-shot foul.
Did a great job of getting the defender off his feet and then kind of leaned into him for the shot. And Shaw, who's got 5 points, just picked up his second foul.
Chuck, I get the feeling if Caleb Meyer is not shooting it real well, Damon Mesher may be the second alternative as a go-to guy for Fort Loramie.
Well, I like the way he handles the basketball. He gets to the rim really well.
Free throw, Damon Mesher hits it. 11-9, Fort Loramie. Randall, Nate Meyer, Burning, Caleb Meyer. Damon Mesher on the floor for the Redskins. Second free throw, Damon, yes. Fort Loramie up 3, 12-9. Wyatt Feltner in off the bench for Mississinawa. He's out back with Max Dermeyer at guard. They team up with Alex Scholl. Driving the lane goes Dermeyer. A wild one, nearly got it to go. A running 8-footer circled the rim, came out. Rebound below the rim by Mississinawa. And it's punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 4:19 left. First half, 12-9. Redskins up 3. Mississinawa yet to score here in period number 2. Ball lobbed it out back to Alex Scholl. Hits a cutter down low on the right. Blake Scholl's got position. Can't get it to go. He was stymied at the last second, but he was whacked on the forearm. Caleb Meyer got him.
Caleb Meyer turned his head, lost track of him, and they nice job of finding him on the block down there.
Here is a two-shot free throw situation for Wyatt Feltner, who was fouled, not Blake Scholl, and he's got the foul shot. 12-10, Fort Loramie, but 2. Second free throw, wide right. And offensive rebound, yanked down by Dirksen. Dirksen hits a cutter, right side of the lane, Alex Scholl, and he's spilled by a Fort Loramie defender. Another foul, 2 more free throws maybe, or is it ball out?
Or Common.
It's Common. Mississinawa retains it. 4 minutes gone, second quarter. And Chuck, we had a field goal yet in this period, one by Fort Loramie?
No.
All free throws.
All free throws. 3 for Fort Loramie, 1 for Mississinawa.
4:09 to go in the half. 12-10 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed inbounds. Foul line extended right. Handled there by Mason Heastend. The 6'1 senior is in. Ball dumped to Alex Scholl. Baseline right. Right back to Heastend. Got it. 10-footer. 12-12 tie. 3:50 left. Second quarter. Here's Albers in the post. On the arc to Burning. Shot fake. Foul line below it. 9-footer. Skimmed off the rim. Rebound Mississinawa. Shot was flat. Didn't crawl up over the front of the rim. Here comes Dermeyer down the floor for the Blackhawks, who can take the lead. 3.5 left, second quarter. Dermeyer 30 feet away. Trey Godfrey on the floor now for Mississinawa. Ball handled deep right corner by Cody Dirksen. Back out to Dermeyer, picked up by Damon Mesher. Left side pass, Godfrey. Mississinawa is posting up Cody Dirksen. He's got the ball at the foul line against Caleb Meyer. Doesn't shoot. Elbow on the right. It's Heaston. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Chuck, we're not going to get to 20 by halftime.
No.
And the pace and scoring of this game to the liking of Mississinawa for sure. Ball lobbed in down low by the Blackhawks. No one home. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which walled off the intended receiver, Trey Godfrey, and the ball went out of bounds. Here comes Fort Loramie with possession. Game even up at a dozen. 2:45 to go, second quarter.
A lot of restless fans across the way from us in the Fort Loramie section.
Burning, Caleb Meyer, high right. Popping out left is Radiman. Open three-point look. Bingo! Devin Radiman spotted up 24 feet away. Got a screen and rifled home a triple.
He is a really, really good three-point shooter.
Devin Radiman off the bench. Big goal for Fort Loramie, which leads 15-12. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, Alex Shull for the Blackhawks. He picked up his dribble. He's in some hot water. And the ball is nearly stolen by Albers. It is touched last by Albers. Oh, it could have been off the fingertips of a black jersey.
If we went to the monitor, I think it was off of Albers.
Can't tell.
Good defense, though.
Can't tell the Fort Loramie bench that. Deep right corner, Heaston for Mississinawa. Devin Ratterman for Fort Loramie picks up Durmeyer 25 feet away. Right back to Heaston, to Durmeyer. He navigates the lane, tries to throw it down inside for a teammate, Godfrey. It's a wild pass. Godfrey saves it off the leg of a Redskin player. Minute 55 to go, second quarter. 15-12, Fort Loramie. Mississinawa below the rim inbounds. Right corner, Trey Godfrey. Picked up by Caleb Meyer. On the arc, Durmeyer. Devin Ratterman's got him. They want to lob it down inside of the wide body, Cody Dirksen. They've attempted to do that a few times here in this quarter. 30 feet away, Godfrey's got it. Goes baseline right to Heaston. Ball thrown across the bottom of the key to a teammate in the left corner, and Durmeyer circles the iron on a 16-footer. Just would not stay in. And Fort Loramie snares the board. Up three, minute 20 left, second quarter. Caleb Meyer outside the arc, high right. Bounces into the right corner. Fort Loramie players hemmed in with the ball. Albers, and he received a shove. It's common. 75 seconds left, opening half of this game. Just up a couple feet off the baseline at side court. Damon Mesher inbounds it to Burning. Burning fakes right, goes left. Skips a pass, cross court to Ratterman, steps back, shoots the three. It hits the rim and soars into the air off a cable up above the backboard. That's out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, watching Dirksen and Albers go at it inside, it looks like more like wrestling.
Oh, it's been a tussle. Defensively, each team quite physical, made shots, difficult to come by. 48 seconds to go, first half, Fort Loramie up three. Here's Heaston looking for Durmeyer. Goes low on the right to a teammate. Little spin-around shot by Cody Dirksen from 6 feet. Glances off the rim. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Fired up ahead to Devin Ratterman. The trailer burning. Left corner, Mesher open. Three-point shot. He jacks it in. Damon Mesher pours in a triple. He and Devin Ratterman with trays have given Fort Loramie a six-point cushion, 18-12. Final 15 seconds, first half. Here's Heaston with the ball 30 feet out. Delivers into the corner to a teammate. It comes right back to Heaston. Down to five, down to four. The baseline shooter, Godfrey's got to pump it. No, he gives it up to Cody Dirksen, who can't get the shot away. Fine, last couple of minutes to the second quarter for Fort Loramie, which held Ansonia to a mere 3 points in the entire second stanza. Redskins 18, Blackhawks 12 after two on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Garbridge Gym, Piqua High School, the scene of tonight's second round sectional game, Boys Division 4. Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley, 6-point lead, Redskins over the Blackhawks, 18-12. The winner of this game comes back on Friday night at 7 to meet the team that triumphs in game 2 here tonight, Bodkins and Riverside. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, Redskins up 6 thanks to 2 threes late in that second period.
Yeah, they got one by Ratterman and one by Mesher, and that's the only 2 baskets that were scored by Loramie in the second quarter. 11-10 rebounding advantage for the Redskins, but Mississinewa, by their effort, has a 4-1 offensive rebounding advantage. Both teams turned the ball over 7 times. Mississinewa 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Fort Loramie 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Blackhawks. They were led by Blake Shaw with 5. Then they got 2 each from Fett and Hested and Shaw. They got 1 from Feltner. They scored 9, but only 3 in the second quarter, 12 for the half. Fort Loramie was led by Nate Meyer. He scored all 7 his in the first quarter. They got 5 from Mesher all in the second quarter, 3 from Ratterman, 2 from Caleb Meyer, 1 from Grant Albers. They scored 9 each quarter and lead it 18-12 at the half.
At Chuck, the Redskins have benefited from balance all year long. Nick Brandewee, 8 points a game. Caleb Meyer, 8 points a game. Grant Albers, 9. Nate Meyer, 7. Damon Mesher up to nearly 10 now. Nolan Burning, 5. And a couple of big threes late in that second quarter by players who have not been given a lot of minutes this year. Damon Mesher out the first part of the year, injured. Devin Ratterman comes in off the bench. a fine spark from those two substitutes.
Well, they needed it because they really were stagnant offensively.
Yep.
We talked about the fact that they have lulls in their games offensively, but this was an entire first half lull until those last two threes.
That's our halftime report. Fort Loramie with outstanding defense leads Ansonia by 6, 18-12 after two quarters. Our intermission report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Pickwas Garbrey Gym 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. The Mississinewa Blackhawks trail the Fort Loramie Redskins 18-12. We are so pleased to promote Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna, new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing & Hoing specializes in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing & Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road, offering services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, where they have a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Call Geppi, Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires. More bad weather coming, Chuck. It's a good idea to get a firm grip on the road before it gets a firm grip on you and your driving, huh?
Not sure what's coming now. That is a great idea.
Yeah, moisture is coming our way. It looked like the cold temperatures would not arrive until most of the moisture was gone out of the area. Now we've got snow in the forecast for tomorrow.
Yeah, they're calling for it. It's supposed to be, there's two tracks, depending on which one. We could get a little bit, or we could get maybe 3 inches.
Right. 18-12, Fort Loramie leads Mississinewa by 6. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center recognizes outstanding student athletes for their academic and athletic success. And during boys basketball games here in the tournament, we note seniors for you, recognized by LaCal, Evan Holscher and Nick Brandewee, the two Fort Loramie seniors. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Mississinawa. Max Dermeyer, Alex Shaw, Mason Heaston, Josh Fett, Cody Dirksen, and Blake Shaw, all 12th graders. LaCalle and Jackson Center moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle, back in 1982. And LaCalle recognizes student-athletes here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCalle, a founding sponsor, couldn't have gotten started in 2006-2007 without the help of LaCalle Equipment. Thank you, administration, staff, associates at LaCalle. Well, we kick off play here in the third quarter. Baseline jump shot for Cody Albers. Good-looking shot in the rotation. Missed it. Rebound, Damon Mesher had the ball stripped, but a foul against the Blackhawks.
And I'm erasing my free throws because I don't know what he was doing if he wasn't shooting it.
Yeah, it looked like Damon Mesher was going up when the ball was knocked away from him. He had it down around his waist. Looked like he was raising his arms to his chest. And the ball was crammed out of there. Inbounds pass by Fort Loramie. It is picked off by Mississinawa. Blackhawks get the steal. Here's Fett down the floor, through the top of the circle, nearly walked, might have, holding called instead. So a common foul each way. One on Mississinawa, one on Fort Loramie here. Blackhawks inbounds. Leading scorer catches baseline right. Blake Shaw rolls off from 8 feet. That one nearly went in. Fort Loramie gets a break. Rebound down to Albers, to Burning, to Caleb Meyer, 30 feet out. Fort Loramie up six. We played a minute, third quarter. Here's Nate Meyer on the arc. Deep right corner, Nolan Burning. Skips the pass all the way across the floor to Caleb Meyer. He catches, works into the lane. On a weave to Damon Mesher. Into the paint area. Back out to Caleb Meyer. He goes airborne on a three. No good. Off the flange. Taken down by Mississinawa. Mississinawa, Chuck, in that second quarter, limited to 3 points, right?
They scored 3 points, one basket, one free throw.
Only one field goal now for Mississinawa in the last 11 minutes. Here's a foul line extended left jumper by the 5-3 Fett. It's no good. Off the front of the ring. Rebound Fort Loramie. Burning down the floor to Mesher. Glides into the lane. Spin move up and in. Damon Mesher for a deuce.
They tried to go for the steal, and if you don't make it, that's what happens. He's got a layup out of it.
Biggest lead of the game, 8 points, Fort Loramie, 20-12. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Midcourt, Blake Shull outside the arc on the right to Max Dermeyer. Picked up by Caleb Meyer, 30 feet away. Ball thrown, left corner, Alex Shull. Fakes right, goes left against Albers, who shuts him off. Now Shull tries to squirm across the lane. Fort Loramie knocks it free. Here's Caleb Meyer, 2-on-1. Down the floor to Nate Meyer. Hooks it up with the left hand. Might have been fouled. No call. Shot missed. Rebound Blackhawks.
You go up with a shot like that, very rarely are they going to make a call for you.
I like the no call right there. Here's a drive by Fett of Mississinawa in traffic. Crammed by Burning. Loose ball garnered by Dermeyer. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Swish! Dirksen hurls up a three, and he pours it through. And Sonia's second bucket in the last 12 minutes, 20-15. Fort Loramie up five. Burning on the arc, goes right corner to Mesher. Mesher left-hand dribble, navigates the lane, stops, fades, missed a 10-footer. Rebound down to Cody Dirksen of Mississinawa. 4:50 left, third quarter. Here's a running one-hander down the lane. Flipped up there by Dermeyer, bouncing off the back rim. Here comes Fort Loramie, quickly midcourt, Albers. Albers takes it right into the body of Blake Shaw. Might have run him over. He did. He charged.
I think he traveled first, but it definitely was a charge.
Both teams out of control a little bit here in the last minute, minute and a half. Dermeyer missed an awkward shot. Last trip down for Mississinawa. And then Fort Loramie in the hurry-up. As you said, Chuck, might have been a walk in the lane before the offensive foul committed by Albers. And fortunately for Fort Loramie, that's his what, first?
That was his first.
4:26 to go, third quarter. Here's Mississinawa. Handoff on the play to Blake Shull. Tries to dribble through traffic. Can't do it. And Fort Loramie strikes it loose. Redskins with a steal. Albers, deep left corner. Oh, telegraph pass for Brandewee. Picked off on the play by Wyatt Feltner. He blitzes down the floor for the Blackhawks, but palmed it, turned it over. Comedy of errors right now.
That's a good way to put it.
And the two head coaches look at each other. One of them calls a timeout. 4:11 left in the third. Redskins up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Pick was Garbery Jim. Sloppy third quarter.
Yeah, terrible third quarter. Very poorly played by both teams so far. But we've got a 5-point game.
Our halftime score was 18-12 in favor of Fort Loramie, so we've had 5 points in 4 minutes to start the second half. Fort Loramie possession, Nolan Burning a midcourt against Fett. Fett harasses him. Whistle blows. He hounded him a bit too closely. Common foul.
Number 24, Josh Fett. His first team.
Nate Meyer, Nick Brandewee, Nolan Burning, Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers for Fort Loramie. And for Mississinawa, Max Dermeyer is out there with Cody Dirksen, Blake Shaw, Alex Shaw, Josh Fett. Brandewee 30 feet away, top of the circle, Albers. Looks for Burning on the back cut, not open. High left and Nate Meyer popping out right corner. Caleb Meyer wants to drive and Blake Shaw goes baseline. There's a little contact, defensive foul. It's common.
You know how I know this is a well-called basketball game by the officials? We haven't mentioned them.
There you go. Right. Baseline right, Burning on the arc to Naaman Meyer. Missed steal attempt by Mississinawa. Drive into the paint area. Nate Meyer, Mississinawa player, slid over late after Nate Meyer left his feet. Should have been a block. It's a mistaken call. Ruled a charge.
Well, there I jinxed him.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yep.
But he was definitely still moving sideways. Yes. when they made the contact.
He was. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 20, Mississinawa 15. Forecourt left, Wyatt Feltner for the Blackhawks. Gives it up on top to Cody Dirksen. Barrels down the right side of the lane. All the way to the cup, around Burning. Left it short. Oh, what a rebound by the Blackhawks. Foul line jump shot in and out by Blake Scholl. And we had a real testy scrap for a loose ball. Low left. Foul against Fort Loramie.
Well, I'll tell you again, that they're going to call that because Meyer was over his back. But he had the ball before he made a contact.
Yeah, it's a good observation.
But they're going to call that every time.
Right. Oh, here's a three-point basket, or maybe it's a long two on the inbounds play by Mississinawa. It's nailed by Blake Shaw. He struts his stuff on that one, leading score on the year for the Blackhawks. Oh, what a fadeaway shot. It was ruled a lengthy deuce.
That's three fouls on Caleb Meyer also.
And hitting the deck was Shaw on the shot. He buried the long two-pointer and was jarred to the floor. He's got a chance for a three-point play to cut the deficit to two. He pulled the string on it. Alligator arms. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. 3:10 left. Third quarter. Redskins up 3. Nate Meyer head of the key to Burning. Popping out to catch Albers. Left side Brandewee. Ball given up to Nate Meyer. Right wing. Mesher. Albers straight on. Picked up by Trey Godfrey. Nearly a telegraph pass. Over guarding. Going for the intercept was Blake Shaw. Commits a foul. And that is 4 on the Blackhawks' leading score on the year.
He's got 7 of the 17, and boy, that hurts him a lot.
He's coming off a made two-pointer, and as Chuck noted, He's registered 7 of the 17 points for the Blackhawks. He's got to sit for a while. 4 fouls on him. 2:40 left to go. Third quarter. Weave out front. Brandewey for the Redskins, who lead by only 3. Brandewey foul line. Fades back. Bingo! 16-footer.
Vintage Brandewey on a jump shot there.
Nick Brandewey right on the target. Money shot. 5-point lead Fort Loramie. 2:20 to go. Third quarter. Foul line extended right. It's Alex Scholl. He barrels down the right side of the lane. Throws up a runner off the window. Rim, no good. Rebound stuffed out by Mississinawa. Fort Loramie ball. As we commented, Chuck, in the pregame, you can count on Fort Loramie's defense to be a constant. That's been the case. Offense showing some rust, having not played in 8 days. Nonetheless, Fort Loramie leads by 5. Final 2 minutes, third quarter. Brandewey foul line, doesn't shoot. They look for Albers in the post. He's got it mid-range. Back to the basket. Pivots. Cross-court pass, Brandewey. Foul line extended left. Goes behind him to Mesher. Ball whipped into the lane to Nate Meyer. Squares up. Hits the cutter, Albers, at 8 feet. He doesn't shoot. Back to Meyer. Right back to Albers. Twisting, turning, and it is in and out and in. Nice shot, Albers. Little looper. 24-17. Fort Loramie the 7.
Nice job of staying with it that time by Grant Albers.
Yep. Nate Meyer, Grant Albers. Little two-man game back and forth. Long three-pointer. Mississinawa. Bumped up there by Alex Scholl. No good. Clanged off the iron. Long rebound. Gobbled up by Fort Loramie. Here's Nate Meyer zipping down the floor. Deep left corner, Mesher. Albers foul line extended left. A minute left in the third. Fort Loramie up 7. Redskins' biggest lead was 8 at 20-12. Weave out front, burning Brandewey, Mesher, Albers, fires a pass below the rim for Brandewey, too hot to handle. Little sauce on that pass. 49 ticks to go here in the third. Fort Loramie up 7 over Mississinawa. Blackhawks have given a real good account of themselves. It has been a defensive struggle. And both teams have struggled offensively.
I was going to say, it's been an offensive struggle.
Clock winding down, 41-40. Dermeyer to midcourt for Mississinawa. On the bench with 4 fouls, leading scorer on the year for the Blackhawks. Blake Scholl. Outside the arc on the right is Dirksen. Down to a half minute remaining. Dermeyer wants to drive, can't do it. Nearly a double dribble 20 feet away by Alex Scholl. Ball thrown into the lane. Dirksen, 7-footer, no good. Rebound back up and in. Nice play by Trey Godfrey. Godfrey got the miss, but Dirksen and poured it through off the glass. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie by 5. Long three by Burning. It's in the air. It circled the iron and came out. Rebound kicked to the baseline by the Blackhawks as the third quarter finishes. Last field goal went to Mississinawa. Fort Loramie clings to a 5-point lead, 24-19. On scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins, outstanding food. You just cannot beat Brookins. You'll enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Owner Carl Arnes, in his second full year. In fact, he's completed 2 full years. He's in his third. That creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere as the owner of Brookins. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can't beat the savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, plus the juicy roasted chicken and the marinated chops on Saturdays at Brookins. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie as we launch play in the fourth quarter. And then Fett steals it right back for Mississinawa. Mesher might have hooked him. The officials look at each other. What's been called, Chuck?
Not exactly sure. The only thing it could have been was out of bounds, but I don't know why, if it was, they're taking it out on the end line.
Apparently, Josh Fett was ruled to have touched the stripe at the end of the floor after making the theft, and Fort Loramie regains the ball. Half minute gone, fourth quarter, Fort Loramie up five. Nate Meyer, top of the key. Outside the arc of the right to Devin Radom. A little give and go down the lane. Nate Meyer up and in. Redskins up seven. 26-19. Nate Meyer's had a good, hard-nosed game.
Yeah, he scored seven early, and now he's got his first two. He's got nine for the game.
Here's Fett outside the arc for Mississinawa, the 5'3 senior. Hands it off on the play to Trey Godfrey. To Fett, goes baseline. Fall away 10-footer. He's decked. He missed it. He'll get two.
Well, I'll tell you what, 5'3, and that kid is fearless.
He sure is. Little Josh Fett, who rammed home 13 points in the first game of the tournament victory for Mississinawa over Lehman Catholic. His free throw here dances off the rim.
Well, they're one of six from the free throw line.
And that was a topic of conversation among me and coaches before this game. Who will shoot free throws better? Second shot by Fett nestles right down through the nylon. 26-20. Fort Loramie up six. 6:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Randowee walks the ball over the timeline. 16 fouls in Fort Loramie. Four on Mississinawa. High right, Damon Mesher. Looks for Randowee. Dumps it down to Burning. On top to Nate Meyer. Right wing, Devin Radiman. Popping out to catch is Randowee as the Redskins run clock, leading by six. 90 seconds have evaporated here in the fourth quarter. Randowee wants to go back door to Mesher, not open. Well, they're running motion, looking for that open player flashing through the middle. Baseline left, Radiman, dribble drive, and the ball is punched out of bounds from the backside. Good defensive play by Dirksen.
Well, Blake Shaw's coming back, and they really don't have any choice. There's no reason to hold him down 6 points at this point.
You're right, Chuck. Head coach Tim Bargy of Mississinawa has to insert Shaw right now. Blake, leading scorer on the year for the Blackhawks, 6'4 senior, averaging 14.4. Posting up in the lane, Randowee for Fort Loramie. Fakes, then goes up, shot deflected. Great defense for the Blackhawks. 2 minutes gone in the fourth. Here comes Mississinawa, Dermeyer, Blake Scholl, deep left corner, three ball. In, out. Oh, my goodness, tough break. It rattled some more. Wouldn't stay home. Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound. Randowee nearly traveled 30 feet away. On the dribble with it now is Nick. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up six. They try to carve out space for Randowee in the lane. Little football move by Cody Dirksen, who shoulders him. Foul. The fifth for Mississinawa. Fort Loramie's fouled six times in this half. Ball inbounded far side of the floor by the Redskins. Caleb Meyer on top to Nate Meyer. Right wing, Albers, bolts to the foul line. Handoff on the play to Caleb Meyer. Out on top, it's Nate. Here's Albers. Oh, a little give and go. Albers gave it up, got it back, driving layup, rimmed. Hustle for the rebound, Damon Mesher steals.
Wow.
Redskins get it back. Cross court, Caleb Meyer wide open. In and out on the five-footer. Fort Loramie missed two point-blank chippies. Mississinawa got the rebound. Six-point game, and Fort Loramie rams the ball out of bounds into the bleachers across the way.
It was almost harder to miss those shots than it was make them.
Each one shook in the cylinder three, four times, popped out.
Well, the rim gets a little smaller in a tight game like this.
And Mississinawa makes a bad miscue. Inbounds pass. Overplay by Fort Loramie. Pretty easy steal. Sixth-year head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. Fort Loramie up six. 4:53 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, Chuck, a low-scoring game, but quite entertaining.
It's been intense.
6-point lead, Fort Loramie. As we initiate play at the 4:45 mark, fourth period of this game, 26-20 Redskins over Mississinewa. At stake, a berth in a sectional championship on Friday night. Oh, a backdoor play by the Redskins out of the timeout. And Nolan Burning and Caleb Meyer work it beautifully.
Well designed, and they made the basket that time.
And here is Mississinewa dribbling hard down the lane. Max Sturmeyer driving layup. It is on the rim, no good. Stick back, no good. Houston is fouled over the shoulder. 28-20, Fort Loramie by 8. Caleb Meyer got the last bucket. This match is the Redskins' biggest spread, 8 points. Critical free throws here, 2 for Houston. In the air, it looked a little crooked. It is. But the Blackhawks have not shot fouls well.
2 for 8.
They missed 6. Here's the second one by Houston. He's got a field goal in this game tonight. Right foot ahead of his left. Free throw much too strong. It hit the flange. Kick way out to Caleb Meyer. And Fort Loramie with 4:10 to go nurses the 8-point lead. As Mississinewa has left 7 points on the floor at the free throw line. Top of the circle, Albert. Shot fake. Right side pass, Burning. Goes to Nate Meyer, who had to chase it down. Overplay by Durmeyer against Mesher, who gets the pass, feeds Nate Meyer into the paint area, stopping from 10 feet, gets the bounce off the rim. Kerplunk, it goes through. Big hoop right there. Splendid game, Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie, which leads by 10, 30, 20. Here's Fett, top of the circle, foul line. Oh, an outstanding feed, blowing the right to Dirksen, blocked. Was that Albers, Chuck?
Albers, yeah, great block.
Big cram by Albers. Burning came away with the ball. Fort Loramie in business now, up 10 with 3:27 to go. Fort Loramie's defense has put the hammer on Mississinewa tonight.
Well, they did a nice job. Mississinewa missed a lot of shots.
Yes.
And now it's starting to slide on them a little bit.
Down to 3:27 to go. Redskins up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Yeah. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment online at TomJerry's.com or call 937-295-3243. Speak with Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's. Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Inbounding Fort Loramie. Albers has got the ball top of the circle. Redskins get what they want. A foul by the Blackhawks. 1-1 bonus time.
They've only been there four times tonight. Made three of them.
A lot better percentage than Mississinawa, that's for sure. Free throw by Albers, though, is off to the right. You could see it when it left his hand. 1-1, not good. Mississinawa traces down the rebound. Up the floor to Fett. Look at Fett go to work. Drives. Zips down the left side of the lane. Shot deflected off the underneath side of the board. Tie up on the rebound. Redskin possession.
Fett does such a nice job of getting inside, but he's also in the trees.
Yep, at 5'3", he just can't get up high enough, even at the high point of his leap, to flick that ball in over the likes of Albers of Fort Loramie. Redskins bring it down the floor to Mesher. Fort Loramie shooting for sectional championship number 5 in a row this year, having won the previous 4, beating Ansonia twice, Rushi twice, and Sonia from the Cross County Conference the last 2 years, in trying to notch another victory over a CCC opponent tonight. According to the Southwest District Athletic Board, this, Chuck, technically is a sectional final tonight, and Friday's game, if Fort Loramie hangs on to win this one, Friday's game would be a district semi.
I guess we've got to live with that, don't we?
Yes. Free throw, Burning, got it. 31-20, Fort Loramie, Burning again, and he pops it through. Redskins shooting fouls, far better than Mississinawa. That's a difference. 12-point game, 2:40 left. Long three ball, Blake Scholl. Blackhawks, it is short. Rebounded down by Fort Loramie. And now the Redskins will hang on to the leather, make the Blackhawks foul. Ball thrown left corner to Albers, skips it cross court to Caleb Meyer. Little give and go to Nate. Nate catches baseline right. Oh, rimmed a little six-footer. Redskins, had they made some of those short ones, this would be a blockbuster of a lead. Mississinawa, long throw down the floor. Alex Scholl, a hard driving layup. He took the over-the-shoulder pass. It was like a football fly pattern. Alex Scholl, leaping catch, stormed to the rim, laid it through. Foul, Blackhawks, 2:03 left. 32-22, Fort Loramie.
Number 34, Nolan Burney.
Both teams have missed a bushel basket of close-in shots tonight.
Absolutely.
Free throw, Burning, way short. Oh, big offensive board by Albers of Fort Loramie. Back to Burning on the arc. He knifes into the lane. He's hooked from behind. And Nolan goes to the stripe again. A chance to redeem himself here. Double bonus. Two free throws for Burning of Fort Loramie, which leads by 10, 32-22. A minute 58 to go here in the fourth quarter. That free throw by Burning, a little more arch. It's up and through. Lead is 11 for the Redskins. Biggest advantage has been 12 a moment ago. Burning is off the back brace again. Albers with a great offensive rebound. Right back to Burning on the arc. Burning 40 feet away, retreats to the Pickwinians logo at midcourt. Clock winding down, minute 45, minute 44. Drive by Burning into the paint area. Dumps it off to Caleb Meyer, left corner, right back to Burning. He's held once, twice, and it's called. A minute 38 to go. Nolan Burning again at the stripe. Double bonus situation. A little more arch on the free throw here by Burning. Swish, up and in over the front rim perfectly. Lead 12 for Fort Loramie, 34-22. Minute 38 to go here in this game. Second shot, got it. Got a timeout, Fort Loramie. Winner of this game, and it appears it'll be the Redskins. We'll come back on Friday night to take on the team that triumphs in game 2, Bodkins Riverside. I'll alert you, we will go offline for a very short while after a snappy wrap-up to game 1. Then we'll return with our pre-recorded pre-game open. And then we'll be live for a short opening here at courtside prior to the tip of game two between Butkins and Riverside. Don't forget Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, about which we spoke a moment ago. Make an appointment online at the TomJerry's.com website or call Mike Holdhouse, 937-295-3243. Here's Jett on the arc for Mississinawa and Mississinawa. Gives it up in the right corner to Dermeyer. Long fadeaway three-pointer. Hits the back of the rim and skids off into the corner of the court. Fort Loramie runs it down, and the Redskins are fouled.
13, Alex Shaw, his fourth. At the line, shooting two, number 21, Caleb Meyer.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScorersBroadcast.com as Caleb Meyer earns the double bonus, and he pops in the first free throw. 36-22 Redskins, who extend the lead at the stripe. Second shot, Caleb, up and right down through the cords as well.
Well, Rushi, a sectional finalist and hasn't even been in the gym yet.
Exactly. Don't play till Thursday against Jackson Center. Long shot missed by Mississinawa. Rebound Fort Loramie. Hooking foul. Blackhawks, and it's a parade to the stripe.
Time to call the fouls off now. You're down 15.
Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County, making this region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of Scorers Broadcast, and we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. Head coach Tim Bargy at Mississinawa is removing his seniors from the floor, and there are six of them who've had fine careers for the Blackhawks on the hardwood. Max Dermeyer, Alex Scholl, Mason Heaston, Josh Fett, Cody Dirksen, and Blake Shaw. Mississinawa, 9-3 in the Cross County Conference this year. Very good record. Will wind up 12-12 overall in 24 games. Cody Albers at the free throw line for Fort Loramie with a minute 21 to go. And he connects on the second of two free throws. What did he do on the first one, Chuck?
He missed the first one.
What's Fort Loramie at the line for the night? Better than they have been.
Well, I've got a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 11 for 16.
Much improved. A minute 10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a three try by Heaston from the left part of the floor. It clangs off the rim. Long rebound. Knocked out to Jake Dermeyer. 5'5 sophomore is in. Here's a baseline pass to Drew Anguiano. He drives, arches one up. It skips off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 48 seconds to go. Redskins up 16. What a dynamite night defensively for Fort Loramie, which has limited Mississinawa to 12 in the first half, 10 in the second. Here's Holscher. Here's Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the right wing to Ty Ruhenkamp. 6 foot sophomore is in. Bad pass. Redskins picked off by the Blackhawks. 24 seconds to go. Here's a deep right corner three by Heaston. Bingo! He's got it. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. 38-25 Fort Loramie. Devin Ratterman up the floor and nipping at his heels is a Blackhawks defender, Troy Woodbury, a 5'8 freshman who commits the foul. Fort Loramie set to enter a couple more additional players momentarily. 11 ticks left. Devin Ratterman free throw. A little too much strength on it. Another free throw upcoming. A Gavin Kemper, 5'11 sophomore, in now for Fort Loramie. We've seen Isaac Maurer check in, I think. Logan Eilerman's in, 6'3 freshman for Fort Loramie. One free throw made, one missed, Chuck.
Yes.
6 seconds left. Mississinawa with the ball in the right corner. Ball thrown to the cutter, busted up by the Redskins, who steal as the buzzer sounds, and that's it. Fort Loramie Redskins exhibit outstanding defense here tonight. It was superb, holding Mississinawa Valley to a mere 25 points, and Fort Loramie wins 39-25. Redskins struggled off and on throughout the evening offensively, perhaps the result of being off 8 days, but Fort Loramie's defense was constant. It was rock solid, and Mississinawa simply could not generate enough offense. This game was tied at 12 very late in the first half when the Redskins got two long threes, one from Devin Ratterman, one from Damon Mesher, to put Fort Loramie on top of 6-18-12 at the half. And Fort Loramie spurted from there to win this game in the end by 14 at 39-25. And will advance on to a 7 o'clock upper bracket sectional championship or district semifinal this Friday evening, whichever you want to term it. Sectional championship or district semi this Friday at 7, webcast time 6:40. The opponent, Botkins or Riverside, whichever club wins game two. Chuck, a quick look at the numbers, and who's our Clancy's winner?
Well, on the Mississinawa side, they were led by Blake Shaw with 7. They were 2 of 9 shooting free throws. On the other side, Fort Loramie led by Nate Myers with 11. They got 7 from Damon Mesher. Nate Myers is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yep, he wins it easily. Very good game by Nate. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We will go offline for several minutes. Jack with Chuck reminding you the score of game one, Fort Loramie 39, Mississinawa Valley 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.